good are we at measuring the odds? You know, 1 in 1,000,000, 4 out of 5, best 2 out of 3. You know, we see people applying to college every day. You know, we see people playing the lottery, you know, every day. And those odds are huge. You're up against, you know, people all over the country. But you see people see a new job listed and they're hesitant. The thing is, I was at work the other day and I was filling out an application for this program at my school. And so someone walked by and they were like, you know, what are you doing? I said, I'm applying for a program at school. I hope I get in. And the interesting thing is they replied, you know, well, why wouldn't you get in? And it wasn't anything to, you know, boost my confidence. They were generally asking, like, you know, what would be stopping you? So I'm racking my brain. I'm like, you know, well, I have good grades. I have a good standing with the school in general and the staff. I actually spoke with the academic advisor over the program to make sure I was in compliance with their guidelines for the people that apply and the different people that they accept. And so, honestly, I couldn't think of a reason why they wouldn't pick me. So as I got home later, I really thought about that. Like, we get nervous and we get worked up over the what ifs, but the things we're hoping for or wanting aren't that far-fetched. They aren't that unrealistic. They're quite, you know, possible and obtainable. But we psych ourselves out. We disqualify ourselves. We place our number into a ratio that seems like a shot in the dark. So the odds could realistically be that 4 out of 5, but because you're in the perspective of, oh, there's other candidates, there's other people they could pick, there's people who have a 4.0 instead of my 3.7. But who knows who else applied, you know? But have strength and have contentment over your resume, over what you bring to the table, because who knows what the future holds? There's things that are out there solely for you. Don't disqualify yourself before you allow yourself to show up. You know, nobody said it couldn't be you, but you. If you bring that energy and that mindset into a new opportunity or a new situation, that's how you're most likely going to get that result. It's called a self-fulfilling prophecy, where you speak something and it ends up happening. Like, if you go into something, you're like, this is too good to be true. It ends up being too good to be true. Or people do like raffles at work or different things, and you always have that person who's like, oh, I never win these things, but they still participate in it because they have a deep desire to win, but they're accustomed to, you know, not being picked or not getting the thing. But then history repeats itself and they don't get it. And the prophecy is fulfilled because you spoke it, you said it, you gave yourself an L before the game was even played. That's like going into a basketball game before you play. I'm like, you know, this team is good. We're not going to win. And then you go into the game, you play each quarter like that. Like, oh, they're good. Oh, see, another basket. Oh, God, they stole the ball from me. Oh, they're good. And then you end up losing. But if you go in with the mindset of why not? Why can't we win? This moment is mine. I'm going to seize it. And that's where the underdogs come out on top. You see it in movies. You see it in real life. You see it every day. You have to go after things in this world. You get out of life what you negotiate. Don't sell your stock low. You owe that to yourself. And even if it's not at its best, even if it's not top tier, even if there is people better, there always will be. Does that mean you sell yourself at a discount? Does that mean you count yourself out? Fuck no. So my advice to you is allow yourself permission to win. Ask yourself, why can't it be you? Ask yourself, what's stopping you from getting the thing? Realistically, what's the distance between me and that thing? Is it a million miles away? You know, is it a stretch? Is it a long shot? Or is it just a walk up the street? Is it just a change perspective? Is it just the email I have to send? You know, is it just as simple as asking the question? Filling out the application? Texting the girl? Applying for the car. If it's that simple, like a lot of things are, just do it. You got it. You deserve it. You're it.